know what that sound means, you know it means it's time for a brand new episode of the Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner, Michael Deeb. Michael Deeb, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, dude, awesome. We're inching closer and closer to Lufthansa Colt. I actually brought my car in to see Andre to just have him go through it so that you and I and our mutual friends could go for a really enthusiastic drive on Friday. We're getting close to 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. And today we're looking at a really cool Porsche. So, in this moment, I'm in bliss. This is good stuff.
You're in the zone. I thought I'd mention that every now and then I'm going to start. So I'm going to go live on the Bid Nerds Instagram page. You may have seen part of this, but you're only going to see my half. You're probably not going to hear Michael Deeb's part. There's no way to patch the system in. So I just thought I'd throw it on there and just, I don't know, I'm just going to put it out there. What the heck? Why not? Little secret squirrel, so you guys can get the inside scoop watching if you follow the Instagram page. And we really appreciate the nerd herd out there following and subscribing and liking our channel here on YouTube. And you guys are clearly helping us out because we're seeing a lot more subscribers lately. So thank you very much out there, nerd herd. We really appreciate you guys. We're trying to get to 1,000 before Lufthansa Colt. We'll see if we can make that happen. But let's get to the most interesting car of the day. Before we do, shout out to our good friends at Godin Classic, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. They support the Bid Nerds. They support the Nerd Nation. So we want to support them. All right, Michael Deeb, what is the most interesting car of the day today? Ooh, drum roll.
Yeah, JP, you actually picked this car, which is really cool. It is a 1996 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe, and that is only the beginning of the story. This car, which had previously sold on Bring a Trailer in February of 2018 for just $67,993, it sold. It had 56,000 miles out of Long Beach, California. And at that time, somebody had put the GT2 front lip spoiler and a GT2 rear wing on the car and some very cool, handsome 19-inch roof wheels. Well, the guy who bought it then took it and finished off the vision. So redid the suspension. Riveted on the correct GT2 plastic fender flares, found a beautiful set of 18-inch Speedline deep dish multi-piece alloy wheels, which are the correct wheels for a GT2 car, and then had the motor rebuilt, I believe, by Patrick Motorsports. So it is a 3.6 that is punched out to 3.8 liter and then fitted with a Magnum Powers supercharger. Again, all done by Patrick Motorsport, where the car remains in Scottsdale, Arizona. Because I think Patrick, JP, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Patrick Motorsport in Arizona? Is that right?
I think they're up in Portland, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, Patrick Motorsports. So the car is in Scottsdale, Arizona. It now shows 70,000 miles.
Michael Deeb is having an issue.
Sorry about that. Just swallowed my my pride. The car sits beautifully on KW coilovers. It also has hybrid air front suspension lift kit, and then it's got Elephant Racing suspension components around. Intercooler and a FabSpeed exhaust system, Recaro A8 seats, and a Momo steering wheel, and then finished off with a Porsche Classic communication management system. John, in the photos, this car is, I'm just going to say this, a wet dream. Like, I think that the 993-era GT2 is one of the wildest-looking, quote-unquote, street Porsches ever made. I love this car. I'm so happy you picked it. It's really badass. Now, I don't know how I feel about a supercharger over a turbocharger. I'm not sure what the thinking was that they chose to go with a supercharger. In my mind, and this could just be naive thinking, I always think of a supercharger as being a heavier piece of equipment than a turbocharger, and that a supercharger would only make sense if you were driving a muscle car and you were drag racing. So the idea of a supercharger on a car that is meant to go around turns, I can't quite wrap my brain around that. But man, I'm telling you, John, I would absolutely love to drive this car, and I would love to own it, but I have a sneaky suspicion I might not be able to afford it. So JP, I really like this car. I love the color. I love all the stuff about it. It looks like it's presented really well. And I send it back to you knowing that our good friend Rami bought a 993 roof turbo, which is in a lot of ways a roof's nod or homage to the GT2. This car seems to be somebody else's personal homage to the GT2. A real GT2 is well over $1 million, and I figure this car can be had for a fraction of that, but it doesn't mean it's going to be inexpensive. So I send it back to you, John, and go, tell me what you see here. What do you like about it? And did you pick it? Do you know the people that own the car? Like what gave? How come you sent this car is it just because it's black and you want to have one like Rami's? What gives?
Well, shout out to Sahan, our good friend Sahan Fazi, whose birthday it is today. He actually
Happy
sent
birthday.
This thing to us. Yeah.
Nice.
Also, shout out to our friend Tony Mazzagatti over at 900 Series, a star of the 900 Series television show as well. They actually had a real roof GT2 in their... fairly recently, it was like a couple of years ago, and I remember getting to see that car. When it comes to the supercharger, I actually really like the supercharger as an option. Maybe Tony has an opinion on that. But the problem with 911s, 993s in general, and air-cooled cars in general, let's face it, they tend to be a little underpowered unless they have forced induction. That lack of power is usually at the low end. So having a supercharger gives you power immediately, because as soon as RPMs happen, you're building up boost you're getting that extra power right away. Whereas turbos have to spool up, so you don't get the power until later. Turbo 911s, particularly the old 930s, they have one big turbo, whereas the younger turbos, like the 993 turbos, they have two turbos, they have a small turbo and a bigger turbo, so they're sequential, right?
Yep. To eliminate lag.
Yeah, and, superchargers, yeah. It's immediate boost. And I think the good thing about a supercharger, though, is that it's easier to dial down the boost. I don't like the idea of putting boost on an air-cooled engine unless that engine has been built. Like, you got to build the heck out of it in order to take that extra power. And with a supercharger, you're not putting mad amounts of boost on there like you are with turbos. You can just add so much extra power. I think supercharging one of these is just the right thing to do, because it just gives you that extra 50, 60, maybe 100 more horsepower tops. And that's what you need more for something like this. Now, this engine's been built to a 3.8 as well, so it's got extra poop.
Damn.
I mean, this thing's got to be... This has got to just be
600. It's
got to
be it's got to be 600 horsepower, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Real easy. And if it's less than that, then they probably did like you did and just turned it down because they got what they needed out of it at like 550 or 570. But I'd be shocked if this car had less than 600 horsepower.
Yeah. So I am really stoked about this car. And I think it's going to bring some big money. But we've talked about this time and time again. They have to have a name. In order for them to bring really big money. So is this a $350,000 car? Seems like $350,000 is the cap for anything that's like special. Unless it's like really special. So it's got to be an actual roof, like a real one. It's got to be an actual Singer or Gunther Works or something like that. Anything that doesn't have those names on it or isn't a blue chip factory Porsche with a, like a actual flat brow or something like that. It's going to struggle to get more than 350. I don't see this car coming anywhere near 350. Where do you think this car lands, Michael D?
So John, with a few days to go, our built 911 with the supercharger is sitting at already $116,000 on 14 bids. Now that's not a lot of action, but that's a pretty good amount of money. I looked at the car and if it brought $250,000, I wouldn't be surprised. But just given the economic climate we're in right now and the softening of the non-blue chip stuff, And I just, like, even if you and I agree that a supercharger could make sense, it's not the common mod, and I just don't know if that's for everybody. So I kind of look at this car, and I just have like kind of a broad stroke number, and I'm just going to give you a really standard number and kind of let you do the over and under on this one. So I'm sorry I'm not more specific, but I just look at it and go, $200,000.
Yeah, I think that's...
And if it brought, if I brought more than that, I don't think either one of us would be surprised if it went for 250 or 270. It's got a hell of a motor, and it looks great. I love that they put it back up, down onto the speed lines, and I love the riveted fender flares and all that stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if it brought more money, but I don't think this car is worth less than 180, 200 grand. So I'm going to give it to you at 200 grand and give it, make it real easy for you, over and under.
Yeah, I think that's a good take. It's tough to get more than 200 these days on almost anything that's not factory. But I think this car will bring it. You know, this car has so much eyeball, has the performance. Avant-Garde, the dealer, has a really good reputation on BAT.
They do.
They bring the eyeballs. They do a lot of promotion on their own. If I were in the market for a $200,000 plus car, this is absolutely one that I'd be chasing after. So I'm going to go well over you. I'm not going to just play it safe. I'm going to go 250. Because I just don't, I mean, I know how much a real roof is. I know how much Rami paid for his, and it was a lot more than 250. Now his is a Japanese market one, and it's even more whiz bang than your typical roof. And there's some question as to like how it was built and who it was built by and all that kind of stuff, but it is a genuine article. This one is not, but I don't think, I mean, at 250, what do you get that's this cool? I don't think there's a car on the planet for 250 or under that's as badass as this.
Yeah. And if you're going to spend 250 grand, you'd have to get like a GT3 RS and to be like equally as fast. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's just the one thing, whoever does, if somebody does wind up buying this thing and driving it, be careful, because this car has the potential to genuinely kill the living daylights out of you. This is a dangerous, dangerous vehicle. And man, how much fun would it be to try to survive a ride in one of these. What do you guys think will be the results of this GT2 clone, this roof wannabe presented by Avant-Garde? Is this a car? Do you like the supercharger? Do you think that should have gone turbo, or forget it, should have just stuck with a naturally aspirated car? Let us know in the comments below. And we are going to find out the results of this BAT auction right after this. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that gonna be for sale?
It is gonna be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos on YouTube, you got to check out my channel, The Rami Show.
The latest episode of The Rami Show just dropped at the time we're recording this. Maybe by the time this is on, it'll have been up for a few days or whatever, but our good friend Chef William got himself a 930 Turbo. We talked about it on the Dura Die Porsche podcast a few weeks ago, and then we went out and did a Rami Show review of the car, and it is spectacular. We got Rami's 930 out there too. The ending is flipping hilarious. It's great. We have a lot of fun.
I wish I was out there with my car. It would have been, you know, three peds at a pod.
Well, next time you come out to town with your M491, we'll be filming it for sure. All right, you guys. Speaking of wide body 911s, I sure wish I had a spare 100,000 plus laying around, because in my opinion, some theft could have occurred. This is an unbelievable result. I am so jealous of the buyer of this car. Tell me about what happened here, Michael Deep.
John, just about the holy grail of cars, this supercharged 1996 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe with 3.8. This build is GT2-esque. You and I both just fawning over this car. I said $200,000. You talk very seriously oftentimes about how an engine will drive the value of a build. And that's a really great take. As such, this, you know, 3.8 build with a supercharger is going to be like an unbelievable performing car. You're talking about like less than 3,000 pounds and, you know, maybe 600 horsepower. This car is going to absolutely fly. So I said 200, you said $250,000. Our car sold for just $172,000 on 31 bids. JP, call the cops. You are absolutely correct. The buyer stole this car. I think $172,000 is an unbelievable value. I'm actually going to use this result to try and get my friend Nick to sell me his GT2 replica for that number. I'll take his car. And his car, the motor's not even in it, and it needs like all kinds of work, but I would pay that for his car because I think his car is equally as beautiful and has all the potential in the world. So there you go, $172,000. JP, do you think when the guy hit the enter button on his final bid, he was wearing a black cowboy hat and a black bandana?
Right. I mean, yeah, he was running next to the platform with a horse and a six shooter. Yeah, I think this is an incredible, incredible value, incredible deal. I don't know. Maybe it's just it is indicative of what's going on in the market. Like I always say, the weird stuff is going to get hurt first, and the blue chip stuff is going to continue to hold its value, maybe even appreciate in some instances. This is kind of a bastard. This car is kind of a Frankenstein. It's not a real GT2. But, you know, I mean, here's the thing, though. If it were an RWB and it had a stock engine, it would probably bring about as much as this car or more. That's the weird thing, because like sometimes the name is what does it.
You're right.
And if he had just put an RWB sticker across the windshield, would this car have brought more money? You know, that's the thing that we always complain about the RWBs, is that they look like this, but they don't have an engine like this one. A lot of times they have all that stupid stuff tacked onto them, but they're just a stock underpowered 993. This car, holy cow, a 3.8 without forced induction is something to be reckoned with, right? I mean, that is a fantastic engine. The 993 RS, which I've been lucky enough to drive a lot, that is one of the best cars. You don't need any more power. So to have another 100 horsepower with that supercharger, oh my God, it's got to be something.
200 or 300 more horsepower. Yeah, it'd be insane.
I mean, it's like a real GT2. So I'm just so shocked by this result. So I don't know. Do you think we missed something?
No, you bring up a good point, John. If this thing said RWB and didn't have that motor, I think it would bring this money or more because of the name. And between you and me, and I'm curious to know what the Nerd Herd would say when they weigh in on this car, is I'd rather have this car. I don't need RWB.
Yeah.
I'm not a show. I'm a go. I like to take turns. And I think this car probably handles insane. And yet, when you get to a straightaway, I think this car probably burn rubber and chirp the tires in third gear easy because it's got so much stink and it probably doesn't weigh anything. So for me, miss me with the RWB. I would take this car all day long.
Well, you say you're a go and not a show. This car has both. Your show, go, all the above. Plus, you know, a bag of chips, all that stuff.
But it doesn't have the RWB sticker across the windshield is what I'm talking about.
You know,
I don't need the name brand from the fancy designer. I want the car that handles and stops, you know, as close to or with as many, you know, parts on it that are going to improve that on what Porsche built. And I think this car has all the goods. So this number is still surprising to me. I just wonder, John, and let me bring this up to you again. This car sold on BAT in February of 2018. And when it sold, I'm going to bring this number up to you real quick. It only sold for $68,000. So basically, this car sold for $100,000 more. And I would say, you know, is it just somebody doing the math and adding up? Well, they paid, you know, 70.
Well, hold on. Sorry, just refresh my memory because I don't know. When it sold before, was it built already? Did it already have a body kit, or was it just a basic 993?
It had the front lip spoiler, it had the rear wing, and it had some really attractive roof wheels. And then this guy welded on the GT2.
He did the GT2
flares.
Kit. Okay. Yeah.
And then did the seats. He bought the Speedline wheels, which are $12,000 to $15,000. And then built that motor, which I'm a supercharged 3.8 build. It's got to be a $45,000-$50,000 motor.
Yeah.
So if you add up what, like, the what he paid for the car and the work that he did, I think you come perilously close to what the car sold for. So it's interesting. He didn't. I think he got his probably got his money out of it, but I don't think he didn't get a premium for the car either. So it's very interesting to see what's there and what and we have. You can almost trace the receipts based on, you know, what you're looking at in the photos and what it sold for. So it's an interesting result, but I still think it's a good value. I think it would be difficult to replicate that today. If you went out to find a 993 C2, you're going to start at 30 grand more. And that motor might cost you another $10,000 this year than it did 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, I don't think you could replicate it for the money. So I still think it's a good value, but you could sort of trace where that number came from, because it kind of represents what he's got into it.
It just goes to show you that it almost never pays to build a car. Just
you never
just
did.
Let unless someone you, else do it and buy it. Unless it has a
unless you hold onto it for 20 years, and then it's like, oh, I got all this work done for nothing.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, and then there's just investing in general. So it's like, well, that's a whole other conversation. All right, what do you guys think of the results of this car? Was this a steal, or is that pretty much what it's worth? Would you guys pay that? Would you pay more? Like I would have, I happily would have, and wouldn't have even cared if I had the money. This car is kind of, it's my dream car. Is it yours? What would you rather have for the money? Let us know in the comments below. And thanks again, you guys, the comments just keep coming. You guys are doing a great job. We're getting really close to that 1,000. I think we're like 150 away from 1,000. We're getting right up there. So the channel keeps going. A lot of people keep saying in the comments that we're underrated, and we appreciate those types of comments.
Yeah.
You know, do us a favor and spread the word, guys. Spread the word. It would really
also
really help.
Shout out to Buddha, who texted me that he shared one of our videos on a separate platform. That's the kind of stuff. That's the action that's going to help us get there. Thank you guys for doing that. To everyone that's talked about us and shared us, we really appreciate you.
Yep. And hopefully we see you at Lift Cult Weekend. All right, guys, we will see you tomorrow.
Get the nerd!